early in the show, we heard something from Bill Clifton, so what the heck? Let's start off with one of my favorite Bill Clifton songs, and that's how we'll begin the gospel set.
You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together. Our fathers built them side by side, so let's walk along together. The road is rough and the way is long, but we'll help each other over. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along. Let's walk along together. Our Heavenly Father is the same, so let's walk along together. The road is rough and the way is long, but we'll help each other over. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together.
Another Black Diamond show has come and gone, hasn't it? And our two little gospel numbers, you heard Bill Clifton doing You Go to Your Church, and the 1950s, and then Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys doing Little White Church back in 1962. Thanks so much for having tuned in. I look forward to seeing you again next week on the radio. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Don Juan Love Hour, and you're listening to The Cowboy Rides Away by George Strait. George Strait's The Cowboy Rides Away. We're going to do a bit of a country hour this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. This is Willie Nelson's Pancho and Lefty.
Living on the road, gonna keep you free and clean, and now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dream. Boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
That was Willie Nelson and Poncho and Lefty. It's a song about Poncho Villa, who was assassinated, I believe, in 1923. Famous last words by Poncho Villa were, "Don't let it end like this. Tell him I said something great." Well, I'll tell you something. If he took himself down to Tartan Ink, he might have been able to get those words printed, and we might be able to say what he really said. I'll tell you right now, WRCT is supported by Tartan Ink. Tartan Ink is full-service copy, print, and shop located in the University Cohen Center on Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white coloring copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty paper such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, cutting, and combing, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Ink is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This next song, we're going to go back to George Strait. This is You Look So Good in Love.
Sparkle, and oh how you shine, that flush on your cheeks is more than the wine, and he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. and gave them to you to wear in your eyes. I had my chances, but I set you free, and now I wonder why I couldn't see you look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. Darling, I've wasted a lot of years not seeing the real you, but tonight your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time to let you know, so before he takes you away, please let me say, you look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy.
So good in love, that was George Strait here on WRCT 88.3. And next up, we have Elvis Presley.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler, but
this is Moody Blues from the album Moody Blues.
Every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you find.
That was Elvis Presley's Moody Blues. Is it okay to like say you like Elvis? I think so. I like Elvis. I don't care what anybody says. I like Elvis. Fun fact about the Moody Blues record, it came out in 76. And when it came out, they printed the vinyl on blue vinyl. They only made them blue because, you know, Moody Blue. And then whenever they switched to black, Elvis died 4 weeks after the album comes out. And so they reprinted blue again. So if you have the black vinyl, it's actually rare and more expensive. So there you go. So that's why most, if you ever seen the record in the store, it's probably blue. We want to give a quick shout out to From Here to Eternity, another show here on WRCT. Everyone thinks that they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that fill the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes From Here to Eternity, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Also, Viva La Mock. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock. Friday nights starting at 9 exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Pittsburgh. Next up, The Outlaws, Greengrass, and High Tides. That was Green Grass and High Tides by the Outlaws. That was a song from 1975 from their album called The Outlaws. And fun fact about that band, they formed in the 60s, but in 1974, they were signed to Arista Records under a guy named Clive Davis. And their first show was to open for Lynyrd Skynyrd in Columbus, Georgia. And whenever Lynyrd Skynyrd were about to get up to stage, Ronnie Van Zant, the lead vocalist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, turned to Clyde and said, "If you don't sign the Outlaws, you're the dumbest music person I've ever met, and I know you're not." And then the next year, they released that song. Wouldn't you know? Now we're going to slow it down a little bit. I just want to give a chance to say a little PSA to y'all. Imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth than face reality, where it's easier to bite your tongue than speak your mind, where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary, and where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, but it's real, and it affects millions of us every year because that is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic. Wow. Anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness. But there is a way out. We are Al-Anon Family Groups, and we know what it's like. To locate an Al-Anon or an Alateen group in your community, call 888-4-ALATON or visit al-anon.alateen.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first. Wow. I did not expect that. Next up, I'll tell you what you shouldn't expect. We're going to slow it down a little bit. We're going to play Night Moves. This is Bob Seger.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants point. Hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves in the summertime. Some high in the sky summer. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our nightmare.
last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing in.
Night Moves by Bob Seger. It kind of gives that vibe. Have you ever seen the movie American Graffiti? You know, that movie is shot in, well, it's shot in 72, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to take place in 62. And it kind of gives that feeling of, have you ever heard the song Me and Bobby McGee by Kris Kristofferson? It kind of gives that vibe, that those dreamy imagery, you know. Next up, we have I Feel the Benefit by 10cc.
We'll be right back. take your chances. But if you do, you better do it right, or you won't feel the benefit.
Won't feel the benefit.
Spin the wheel.
Feel the Benefit by 10cc from their 1977 album Deceptive Bends. Fun fact, that Latin break in the center of the song, it really influenced their next album from 78. I forgot what it was called, something like Bloody Tourists or something like that. But it's a good band. I think that a lot of people don't give it enough love. I think that art rock and progressive pop are generally not given enough love. But I'd love them, and I'm going to keep loving them. Love whatever you want. You know, don't let other people's opinions try to change yours. This is Sophie by Jeff Beck. That was Sophie by Jeff Beck. It's an amazing song and an incredible testament to what a man who knows something like 12 instruments can do. Next up, we have iRobot by the Alan Parsons Project. This is from their album, iRobot. I originally heard this song, I think, a few years ago, and I think it is so criminally underrated how influential people don't cite this song. I think that this song is very, very influential if you, you'll hear. I don't think people give it the amount of love that, in fact, the entire iRobot album should deserve. This is the Alan Parsons Project, iRobot. We really hope you enjoyed this hour of the Don Juan Love Hour here on WRTT Pittsburgh. Next up, we have Couch Dancing that starts at 3 p.m. and goes on till 5. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be sure to tune in next week at on Wednesdays at 2 to 3, and I'll be sure to greet you there. Have fun, everyone.